Stuart told us after the called off game on Tuesday it was a right decision, but was it still frustrating to the whole scenario of Tuesday?
Yeah, I think it was frustrating for both sides, really. You know, you set out to play the match, and you know, it was 100% the correct decision, because when we arrived at the ground, you know, there was an area of the pitch as you walk out up to the centre spot, and near side it was really, really hard, and it was dangerous for both sets of players. So yeah, the correct decision, but yes, frustrating.
And we've seen the draw today, Luton away or Yeovil away. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, we'll get through Oxford first, and then hopefully get through against Oxford, and then we can. We'd like to have been at home, but we'd like to be at home for the Oxford game also. So, yeah, we'll deal with that when it comes round.
The rearranged Oxford game falls on transfer deadline day. Does that give you and Stuart more a headache there, that kind of falling the same day?
It probably doesn't help, but I would imagine that we would like to be further down the line with a lot of things before the game actually starts, you know, so hopefully we don't get into that predicament.
On the search for a striker, Stuart's told us before, two strikers now. Any developments on there, moving forward or anything?
No, there's been nothing developing after Stuart's spoken to you. You know, we would like to, obviously, with James leaving, we would like to try and strengthen that area of the team. Until such time as that we do actually get someone in, we'll discuss that when it happens.
Saturday, a trip to Oldham, down the bottom table, but picking up recently and showing some nice recent form as well.
Yeah, the form's been good, and you know, as recently as Tuesday night, we saw some of the clips of the game coming back up from Oxford, and they had a good crowd. Obviously, with the free entry helped. And the atmosphere, you know, I think John Sheridan was quoted as saying it was like the old days at Oldham. So they're certainly playing with a lot of confidence. You know, they've had their home record since John's came in. Even at the start of the season, they don't concede many goals, and they'll be a dangerous team. Just recently we went down to Shrewsbury and we found out how difficult that can be if you do happen to go behind in the game. So we really have to safeguard that and make sure that we're up for the battle. It'll be a tough game against Oldham, but there's no easy games in this division.
You mentioned John Sheridan there, fairly new manager. Teams, when you play in a team that have a new manager, they often kind of, you have to be wary of them and what they compose.
Well, although he's been at the club before, you know, I think you still get a reaction from the set of players that the new manager coming in gives them. So we need to be wary of that. You know, I think, but certainly with the results that they've had recently and the fact that they don't concede a lot of goals, we'll go towards a difficult game.
Injury-wise, how's it looking? And Matthew Kilgallen as well, and any kind of developments on what he's doing?
No, Matthew looks, he's been a bit unfortunate, obviously, because he did really well against us. He's been very patient, did really well for us down at Cheltenham, and when called upon to play at left-back, he's been a more than able deputy in that position. But it looks as if he's going to be out for maybe a couple, two or three weeks. Hopefully it's not going to be too long. But certainly the shoulder injury he picked up against Millwall, we'll see him miss Saturday.
And in that Millwall game we saw three at the back, without, you're obviously not going to tell us the formation, but the ability to have those different formations and be able to change it, how crucial is that kind of modern day football?
Well, that's what you go and do when you assemble your squad of players at the start of the season or during the season. You know, you get players in that are quite adaptable to play different formations, and that's certainly what we did against Millwall. Who knows, we might try it again on Saturday, who knows, we might try it again two or three weeks further down the line. So it gives us that option anyway.
And is that affected by personnel available or the team you're playing? How would you think about it?
It's a combination of everything. The players that you have at your disposal, the opponents that you face that particular game. I think all these ingredients make your mind up in regards to how best you can be equipped to play against that team.
Thanks, Kay.
It's a formation, just saying with Rory, that seems to suit James Meredith down to the ground.
Yeah, James has been in top form for us, and I think even when he plays in a back four, he's very, very advanced and gets forward, and that's part of his game that he enjoys. But certainly, going back to the back three that we played against Millwall, he found himself, you know, as a wing back, and that suits him because he finds himself up in that position most of the time, and it's his defensive qualities are there for him also.
You mentioned Matthew Kilgallen. Are there any other injury worries ahead of Saturday?
No, I think that's everyone. Obviously, Nathaniel Knight-Percival picked up a little knock against Millwall as well, and he's not trained for the last couple of days, but we're hoping to have him back, and we're going to give him every chance to be available for the Oldham game.
Kenny, just on Oldham, with them down at the bottom end of the table, but brought a new manager in. Can you pay any attention to the league table for these sort of games, or do you have to tell the players to completely ignore that side of things?
Well, I think you've got to pay attention to the league table, because even in our division, you know, League One, if you're at the top or at the bottom, what you do get is you get a committed 11 that's going to play against you. As I say, I just mentioned earlier, the 2 weeks ago down at Shrewsbury, a team who are fighting for their life and who had also showed good form at home. It's very very similar to the game that they will have against Oldham on Saturday. So you're mindful of that, and you're just going to make sure they're a group of players, which I'm sure they are going to be up for it.
And the number of draws have been very well documented this season. Yeah. Does that make this, are we approaching sort of must-win territory when you're coming against the side, you know, down there in the bottom end of the table?
We keep saying to us all the time that we would like to set out and must win every game, but unfortunately, sometimes a draw... these are things that obviously with the point you're losing 2 points for the win, but you know our consistency is there to be seen, but we certainly would have liked to have turned a lot more of these draws into victories.
So what is the target now for the rest of the season? Is it consolidate the playoffs, or are you still looking at the top two?
Well, I think you've got to have your sights high. You know, I think if you can look at what's happened to Sheffield United over the last three games, they looked, you know, as if they were going to just shoot off there at the top of the table. So they've been pegged back. Scunthorpe are still in there. Bolton are still there. Fleetwood have came with a tremendous run. So it just shows you what's capable. I mean, if we can hit a run of 4, 5, 6 victories, you never know what can happen.
And finally on Alex Jones, you've been pleased with what you've seen from him so far?
Yeah, he's done fine and he's settled in very well. Same as Alex Gilliard. You know, they've settled in, both lads have settled in well, and they're pleasing additions to our squad.